This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news out of Britain, where Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab resigned Friday after an independent investigation into complaints that he bullied civil servants. Raab's announcement on Friday came the day after Prime Minister Rishi Sunak received findings in 8 formal complaints that Raab, who is also Justice Secretary, had been abusive toward staff during a previous stint in that office and while serving as Foreign Secretary and Brexit Secretary. Raab denied claims, saying he behaved professionally at all times, but had said he would resign if the bullying complaints were upheld. Sunak received the report Thursday morning, was carefully considering the findings, but didn't immediately make a decision, according to a spokesperson. Meantime, in other developing news, Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces said Friday it has agreed to a 72-hour truce beginning at 6 a.m., designed to bring at least a temporary halt to the days of deadly fighting in the African nation that has killed hundreds. There has been no immediate word from the rival Sudan armed forces about its intentions to observe the truce. Meantime, the United States says it was sending more troops to the region in the event that it decided to evacuate its embassy. Sagar Magani has that part of the story.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's airport non-functional and its roads treacherous even during peacetime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. Myanmar's Supreme Court reportedly said Wednesday that it will hear appeals by Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of her convictions for corruption, election fraud, and violations of state secrets laws. Suu Kyi was arrested back in February of 2021 when Myanmar's military, the Tata Mada, received or rather seized power in a coup against her recently re-elected civilian-led government, driving the country into yet another period of violent conflict. The 77-year-old is serving 33 years in prison after a slew of convictions in more than a dozen cases that took place behind closed doors. Suu Kyi and her allies have denied the charges against her and have condemned the prosecutions as politically motivated. President Joe Biden announcing plans Thursday to increase U.S. funding to help developing countries fight climate change and curb deforestation in Brazil's Amazon forest. We get more from VOA's Marissa Meldon.
During a virtual meeting of the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, Biden urged his counterparts to be ambitious in setting goals to reduce emissions and meet a target of limiting overall global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. In a video message to the group, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world's major polluting nations are sabotaging their own global warming target.
The science is clear. New fossil fuel projects are entirely incompatible with 1.5 degrees. Yet, many countries are expanding capacity, and I urge you to change course.
The countries that take part in the forum account for about 80% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions and global gross domestic product, according to the White House. Thursday's meeting was the group's fourth under Biden's presidency.
That was Marissa Melton reporting. Mali's government says a senior Malian official, three other people have been killed in an ambush in an area of the country's southwest. The government didn't say who it believed behind the attack. The West African country has for decades been battling jihadi insurgency. And Twitter now announcing it will start removing blue checks from users who don't pay. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
The blue check mark helps verify the user's identity to distinguish them from fakes. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, he's talked about charging for the blue check. After several false starts, Twitter has started removing it from those who aren't paying for it. The cost of keeping the marks range from $8 a month for individual web users to a starting price of $1,000 a month to verify an organization. Since Musk took over, Twitter does not actually verify the individual accounts to ensure they are who they are.
The AP's Ed Donahue reporting. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.